Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Nun Aleph, three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah. Our Mishnah listed 18 treifos. The Mishnah stated, Hemseis ubeis akoisis shenikvu l'chutz. If the third stomach of the animal called the Hemseis, or the second stomach of the animal called the beis akoisis, was perforated and even a mashu, and the perforation went to the outside, then the animal would be a treifa. And although we will read the word as Hemseis, however, Ayin Tesis Yontiv that states that the Nukuda should be Hamasais, as the actual stomach is called the Masais, and this seems to be the Shita of the Rambam as well, as Rashi explains in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Lamed Vavam and Aleph, that the walls of the Hemseis are very thin, while the Beis HaKoseis has double walls, and in between the walls is a layer of fat, as Rashi in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis and Aleph explains, who Beis HaKoseis is Seif HaKeres, is right after the first stomach called the Keres, Shekoyim Pansha, also Kekoiva, and it's made like a helmet, Vekori Beis HaKoseis. The Hemseis Mechubabai, and then the Hemseis is right after the Beis HaKoseis and is attached to it. Certainly, there's an opening between the Beis HaKoseis and the Hemseis. That's how the food travels from the Beis HaKoseis to the Hemseis. When you look at them from the outside, they actually look like one organ, and therefore Rashi explains, however, if you will actually separate them, then you'll see that each one has its own wall. They're both separate organs. As we explained, the Emsa, and from the third stomach they go into the fourth stomach, and finally the digested food will go into the intestines. Now Mishnah taught us that it would nikful lechutz, and as Rashi explains, one would be able to see the puncture from the outside of the organ. It would seem that Rashi is referring not only to the Beis HaKoseis but also to the Hemseis. Then Rashi continues, either the Hemseis or the Beis HaKoseis was punctured in an area where they're not attached to each other, as otherwise it would just make a hole from one area to the other area, and from the Hemseis into the Beis HaKoseis, and not into the cavity of the animal, and the animal would not be a treifa. And as Rashi states, Lafuke shenikvu b'makom chiburon b'shtei defnisan v'anek of holich b'chalol shelzeh l'chalol shelzeh, as we saw in the Mishnah. And let's keep in mind that although from Rashi and our Mishnah it would seem that there would be no chilah between the Hemseis and Beis HaKoseis, however, from our Gemara, it would be mashma that there will be a chil between the dinim that are relevant to the Hemseis and the Beis HaKoseis. As our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanon, that we learned to the Braisa, Machat Shenimsis Ba'ivi Beis HaKoseis Mitzad Echuk Shira Mishneit Stadim Trefa, that if one finds a needle that's stuck into the thickness of the wall of the Beis HaKoseis, so if the needle only perforated one wall and did not go through to the outside wall of the Beis HaKoseis, so the animal would not be a Trefa, as the outside wall of the Beis HaKoseis is still protecting the Beis HaKoseis. However, if the needle punctured both walls and there's a neck of mefulish, then the animal would be a treifa. And in the Gemara in Daf Mem Tesham and Aleph, the Gemara explained that in our case it doesn't make a difference if it was the sharp part or the dull part of the needle that punctured the Beis HaKoseis, as since there's food inside the Beis HaKoseis, so the food puts pressure onto the needle, therefore even the dull part of the needle could puncture the Beis HaKoseis. And the Maisa, based on a simple reading of our Braisa, so it's mashma that the din of the Braisa was only relevant to the Oivir Beis HaKoseis, since there's a double wall to the Beis HaKoseis and it's very thick. Therefore, if the needle is only stuck on one side of the Beis HaKoseis, we would be taila that it actually was not mefulish and never went through to the other side of the Beis HaKoseis. It would be mashma that machat shenimseis ba'Oivir Hemseis, even if it's only mitzad echad, it would still be a treifa. The reason why we do not see that's mefulish mitzad sheni is because that side healed, as Rashi Masechta Shabbos and Daf Lamed Vavim and Aleph clearly states that the thickness of the walls of the Beis HaKoseis are doifin kfula v'dvukin ha'kfalim zeb zeb b'shumran, and therefore if it only has a hole mitzad echad shalay nikav ela echad min ha'kfalim k'shira shechaviru say samay, however mbeit stodim shenikvu shteim treifa. And Rashi continues, the Beis HaKoseis hu de'ikal ufluge ben tzad echad l'shteit tzadin av behemseis afilu mitzad echad shalay nira ha'nek v'lchot ein zeh stuma l'fisha doifin dak ma'oid. And I entices in our sugu and diva maschel machet shenimsis bo'ivir beis HaKoseis b'tzad echad k'shira, and Taisis brings down Rashi av behemseis afilu mitzad echad shalay nika me'ev le'eva treifa kach perish Rashi v'mokam achar. And as we saw in Masech the Shabbos, and Taisis explains Rashi shita b'afilu mitim salayim de'in tzvar she'i treifa hoyv le'nika ve'lechatzi or, even if you will be bothered, that how can you say that machet shenimsis bo'ivir hemseis that mitzad echad it would be a treifa, if Lemais had only went through half of the R, we don't see a Nekim foolish. And Tesis explains, Metzina Lemema, the Kule Nikev, V'chashin on Shem Hivri, and as we just explained, however, Tesis is Chilik and Rashi, and he brings down the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, as Be'in Nil Rabbeinu Tam, Lema, Shei Trefa, B'loi Nikev, El Chatzir Or, Shel Hemses, and Menur Loi, the Hemses Nam, Mitzet Achak Shira, and Tesis bothered with our Diog, that our Brisa specifically spoke about the Oiv Beis HaKoseis, and didn't mention the Hemses. Tesis explains, V'had Nocha, B'Oiv Beis HaKoseis, Mitzet Achak Shira, Ravusa Kamash Blon, Lefish Yesh Lishnei Oiz, the Kamash Blon, the Afagav Shinikev, Or Echot Sholem, Afil Hachik Shira, Ad Shinik Vushteim, the Agav Nocha, Mitzet Achak Shira, Nokanam Mishnei Tzad and Trefa, and Afagav, the Milsad of Shiti. Ayin Tesis, we then brings that it's possible that even when the Brisa stated Mishnei Tzad and Trefa, that there is a Chiddush Ayin Sham, and the Brisa now continues that even though we just stated that Machat Shinimsis Ba'ivu Besa Keses Mishnei Tzadim is a Trefa, however, certainly the only way that an animal is a Trefa is only if the puncture actually occurred while the animal was still alive. However, if the puncture occurred after the animal already died, then certainly the animal is not a Trefa. Therefore, the Brisa continues, although by any other Nekev, we would not be Choshish that potentially it happened after the animal died. However, the Gemara will explain that there's a special reason why by the Beis HaKoseis we would be Choshish that maybe the Nekev formed only after death. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us, Nimtza Leh Kuri Dam, if you find a little bit of blood on needle, and we continue on Daf Nuno Alpha Med Aleph, B'yadua Shalifnei Shechita, and we know that the Macha went through the skin of the animal prior to Shechita, and the animal would be a Trefa. However, but if you don't find any blood on the needle, and certainly this puncture only occurred after Shechita, and the animal would not be a Trefa. The Brisa will now continue that if someone buys an animal, and the animal was certainly a Trefa before they bought it, then it's considered a Mekach Tois, and therefore he could get back his money. Since we know that even if a Nekev forms in an animal, that a skib would certainly not form until it's at least 3 days after the puncture occurred. Therefore, the Brisa teaches us, Higlu Pia Maka Biyadua Sheshlesh Yom Kodim Shechita. If we see that there was a skib that formed around the opening of the Maka, then we know for certain that this Maka occurred at least 3 days ago. Therefore, certainly it was a Mekach Tois, and the seller would have to return the money to the buyer. And if this buyer bought the animal within the past 3 days, and Loi Higlu Pia Maka, even though we actually found blood on the needle, Lamaisa, we don't find any skibbing around the area of the Maka. At this point, we can't be sure if the animal became a trefa before Reuven bought this animal from Shimon, and therefore would be a mekach tois, and Shimon would have to return the money to Reuven, or if this nekev actually occurred only after Reuven bought this animal from Shimon, and therefore it's not a mekach tois, as it became a trefa while it was in his rishus, therefore Shimon would not have to give the money back to Reuven. And the Gemara tells us in that case, Hamitzim Chavei Oliver Raya, and Ayin Rashi, that would be the responsibility of Reuven, who is the butcher, to bring a Raya, as although we know that a behemoth is niktas b'mashicha, and there's no requirement to give money in order to finalize a purchase, if Reuven did not yet pay for this animal, then l'chayr Shimon is the one that wants to get money from Reuven. In that case, Shimon, who is the seller, would be the meitzi mechaveray. However, Rashi explains that mistama kol kamad le'yav zuze le'yav lechayusa. The standard is that Shimon would not transfer his animal to Reuven unless Reuven paid for it. Therefore, Reuven is the meitzi mechaveray, and as Rashi states, v'ol v'lovri raya shekoy demekachava. Based on Rashi, it would be mashma if Reuven did not yet pay, then in chenami Shimon would be the meisim mechaveray, and it would be all of lahavi raya. However, Ayin entices that certainly even in that case, Reuven would still be the one that would have to bring a raya, as certainly there's a general chazaka that an animal is kosher. Therefore, if Reuven wants to claim that this animal was a trefa before he bought it, then he would have to bring a raya, even if Reuven did not pay money for this animal to Shimon yet. And as Tesis states at the top of Amid, Pirish al Lukech, Lavi Raya, Shabashus Mechanitrafa, and Afagav Shle Nasim Moisadayin, Kan Nimtsu, Vikan Hoyu, Kanaminim Besay Parakamadir, and Tesis bothered that if so, why does the Gemara state, Ham Moisi Mechaveir al Raya, and Vahadakarle Moisi, Mishum the Mistama, Kol Kamud Le of Zuze, Lo Yav Le Chiusa? Based on Tesis, it would seem that Rashi actually agrees to this point, and Rashi was only coming to teach us why the Brisa used Lashon of Ham Moisi Mechaveir al Raya, Vitzarach Beer. The Gemara now continues, and as we already mentioned, the Gemara is bothered that Maishna Mikol Nekuvi Da'amo, the Avagad Lekadam, Tarif Mar. Why is the halacha different by Nekuvi Beis HaKoseis, that it's only considered a trefa if we find dam on the needle? We didn't mention this halacha, but Negea any other nekev. And as we saw on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that Shmoyna Mina Trefus Bin Akuva, possibly there were even nine. Why wouldn't this halacha apply to all these cases? The Gemara answers, Hasam Lekamidu Lemisrach, Hacha Kivin Ikka Machat, Yisa the Kredim Shkritahu, Misr Chavisarach. And in those scenarios, there was a puncture in the animal, and we didn't find a needle, and therefore, certainly, even if there was blood, the blood would drip down the animal and would not adhere to anything. Therefore, by the fact that we don't see any blood, does not prove that this nekev only occurred after Shechita. However, since this Bryce is discussing a scenario where there was a needle that was stuck into the Beis HaKaisais, certainly if this occurred prior to Shechita and while the animal was still alive, then there would have been blood that dripped onto the needle and would have gotten stuck to the needle. And by the fact that there's no blood on the needle, that would prove that this actually occurred after Misa and the animal is not a trefa. Ayin Rashi, Hasam Lekam Midol Misrach, Kishnimsa Nekev Beloy Machat, Kishadam Yetzu Miskanech Blachluchas Habasa, Vahoylech Lepisha Ein Loi Hekli Dovek. However, in our case, Kivin De Ikum Machat, Misr Chavisar Chadam Be Machat, and Ayin Tesis, Kivin De Ikum Machat, Misr Chavisarach, who had been Koyz, Vichol Dover, Tedem and Dekama Hasam Lekam Midol Misrach. The din of this Brysa is not necessarily only regarding a metal Machat, but it's also relevant to anything else that's sticking into the bus of the animal, based on our Gemara, and all the other organs where Nekev would make the animal to be a trefa. So if we would actually find a needle or a kites that was stuck into that busser, the din of a brisa would also be relevant. The only time the animal would be a trefa is only if nimsele kardam, then we would say biyadua shalafne shchita. However, le nimsele kardam and biyadua shalacha shchita, and we would know that this puncture only occurred after shchita, and the animal would not be a trefa. Our Gemara continues, omle of safra la baya, the Rav Safra said to Abaya, Chazei Mar, Haitzom Rabbonon, D'Osim Rava, that did you see this young Rabbonon that came from the west and came from Eretz Yisrael, V'Omer Rava Vira Shmani, and he said that my name is Rava Vira, V'Omer Maisu Bolifnei Rebbe Machat Shinimsis Ba'iva Besakesis Mitzad Echad, Trafa, there was a story where there was a machat that was found in one side of Oiva Besakesis, and Rebbe still said it as a trefa, and it would seem that Rebbe Paskin, not like this Brysa. The Gemara tells us, Shalachlei, Abaya sent a message to Rav Vira that he wanted Rav Vira to come to him. However, Loi Osel Gabe, that Rav Vira did not come to see Abaya, and Osel Hulu Gabe, so Abaya went to see Rav Vira, Havikoya Igra, and Rav Vira was standing on the rooftop. And Oman Abaya said to Rav Vira, Nechis Mavinesi, that he should come down to meet me. Once again, Loi Nochis, but Rav Vira did not come down and did not want to meet Abaya. So Solakul Gabe, so Abaya went up to meet Rav Vira, and Omole, and Abaya said to Rav Vira, Emily Gufud of the Hechava, explained to me as to the exact story that occurred when Rebbe Paskin that the animal was a trefa. And Amalei and Ravir responded to Abaya, Mafta Kansias Anola Ilam Rebbe Rabba, I am the Shamus of Rebbe, and I make sure to let people into the Beis Medrash and let them out of the Beis Medrash. V'hav Rav Huna Tzipirav, Rabbi Yesi Meda'a, Yeshvim Lefanav, and Rav Huna from Tzipiri, and Rabbi Yesi from Meda'a was sitting in front of Rebbe, and Ubas Lefnei Rebbe, Machat Shinim says, Ba'iv Beis HaKosim Mitzad Echad, and it was already turned inside out in order to see the needle by Fachar Rebbe. Then Rebbe once again flipped over the skin and it was now right side up. He was able to see that corresponding to the area where the needle was stuck in the inside of the Beis HaKaisais, in that exact area on the outside of the Beis HaKaisais, there was a drop of blood, and therefore Trafa V'Omar Imein Shamaka Kuradam Inayin, and therefore Rebbe stated that this behemoth is a trefa if the macha did not pierce through both layers of the Beis HaKaisais, then how would there be blood on the outside of this area? Therefore, Rebbe determined that it must have been that the machat went through both of the layers of skin of the Beis HaKaisais. It really was mefulish, and then it healed, and therefore he held that it's a trefa. Maisa, based on this explanation, Sabaya felt that there's no chiddush, as this wasn't a scenario of machat shenimsis ba'iv Beis HaKaisais mitzad echad where it'll be kshira, and instead, Rebbe just proved that this machat actually went through both sides, and therefore, certainly it would be a trefa. Therefore, Amalei, Sabaya said to Ravira, Tarach Tachil HaGavra, that you matriach me for no reason, as Basisin he, this is clearly taught us in a our Mishnah, the hemses of Besa Kaisa shenikvu l'chutz, that as long as the hemses and Besa Kaisa were nikvu to the outside and it went through both layers of skin of the Besa Kaisa, so the animal is considered a trefa. In this case, Rebbe determined that was Mishnei Tzadin. L'maisa would seem that based on the fact that the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah and doesn't bring the raya from our Braisa, it would seem that our Gemara's understanding of the word l'chutz that we see in our Mishnah, like Rashi explained in the Mishnah, and the din that it has to go through both sides, not only apply to the Besa Kaisa, but also apply to Hemses, as we saw in the Shita Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Nun Amud Beis, and not like Rashi in Masechta Shabbos B'tzarech Bir. When we learned our Gemara, we were gurious Tarech Tariach L'Hu Gavra, based on the first explanation of Rashi, where Rashi states Kame Tracht Loisa Ish Al Atzbe Ha'imesh Etrichu Zeh Lava Yatzlai, and then Rashi brings down Lishna Achruna Tarech Tariya K'moy De Tariya L'Reishi Da'amar L'El Klima B'chinam Tarechti Lavai In Kant V'achadish. I am unfortunate to discuss that it would seem that this Rabbi Avir was very old, as he is quoting from Rebbe, and Rebbe lived many generations prior to Abaya. Others explain that when our Gemara mentions Rebbe, is not referring to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and just referring to Rabbi Avir's Rebbe. That's why Rabbi Avir stated, Mafta Kinsias Anola Elam Rebbe Rabbah. This just refers to his great Rebbe, and he's not referring to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and Lechir, based on the fact that we call Rabbi Avir a Tzor Rabbanon, so it's Mashmah he was young. At this point, he was not very old. And our Gemara now continues and once again quotes from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and the next of the trefas was Nafla Min Hagag and the din of Nafula. And as Rashi states in the Mishnah, Veshachta Miyad Trefa, that if he would shecht it right away, then it would be a trefa. Even if after Shechita they would actually check the animal and they would not find any problem with the verm of the animal, but Afal Pisha in Sheva Nirba Choshen Shnis Rasku V'Nisparak Veivrea Ve'in Tam B'Trefa Shalach Hamish Misinayin. This concept is based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and then Rashi brings down from our Gemara that Shim Shosim Eslaes Veshachta Kshira, that if you would wait 24 hours and then you would shech this animal, then it would be kosher, V'afal Pishalei Omda, even if the animal never stood up again. And we will discuss this further. Based on Rashi, the idea of Risik Avarim is a concussion of limbs. There's a fatal loosening of an animal's vertebrae and joints that causes it to be a trefa. Even though our Mishnah mentions Naflum Menagag, the Mishnah just means that it fell from a high area and it had to fall from an area that's at least 10 tefachim high. Keep in mind that even though we stated that after 24 hours that one could shech this animal and it would be kosher, however, certainly you would still have to be boidig the internal organs of the animal, and as we will see in Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, Ayin Sham, Ayin Ram Hilchishchito and Perites Halacha Ches, where the Rambam gives a different definition of Rusikas Avarim, Ayin Sham. Our Gemara now begins, Om Rav Huna, Hanich Behemel Lemailo Bo Matzolimata in Cheshim Shem Risikah Avarim, that if one's animal was on top of an area and then you find it on bottom, so you don't have to be chayshish mishum risuke avarim, as we would be toiler that it didn't fall and it actually slowly let itself down the area, therefore it would not be categorized as an afula. And as Rashi states, lemaila begag lemata ala oritz in chayshin hoil v'leirinu shenafla in chayshin sheminis raskar v'rel lahashesim eislaes kedin afula risuke avarim. And as we learn in the Mishnah and Dafnun Vavim Ralf kabi oif im shosim eislaes v'shachta kshira, that halacha applies by an oif, then certainly applies by a behemoth that's stronger than an oif. However, this only applies by nefula over kfutzim elel leichashin lahachi. Based on this halacha of Rav Huna, so the Gemara continues with the story that hu gadya dehavla leRavina dechaza chushla biipuma doga nafal meigula ara. Ravina had a goat that was on a rooftop. He saw a pale bali through the skylight, and it jumped through the skylight in order to get to bali, and he fell from the roof to the floor. Asiyala kamed Rav Ashi, and they brought the Shaila in front of Rav Ashi to determine if it's considered a fool or not. Amalei and Ravina asked the following question to Rav Ashi, Hodam Rav Huna niach behemel amaylu bo mitzalamata in chayshim shum risukei varim mishum de isle midi lemisrach v'hai lesle midi lemisrach. Even though we already saw from Rav Huna that if the animal did not fall off of the rooftop, so the animal would still be kosher, and in this case the animal jumped by himself and he didn't fall off the rooftop, so l'chir the animal should be kosher. However, maybe the halacha of Rav Huna only applied in a case where the animal was able to grab onto the side and was able to lower himself slowly. However, since in this case the goat jumped through the skylight, the goat didn't have anything to grab onto, possibly even Rav Huna would agree that in this case the animal would be considered a fula and the animal would be a trefa. Ravina continued with another tzad, Oidil Mashum de Om de Nasha, the Hainami Om de Nasha, or is Pshan Rav Huna, because when an animal jumped jumps on his own, the animal estimates as to how far he could jump, and he will not hurt himself, and therefore it's not considered trefa, and our scenario as well, since the goat jumped through the skylight, so it must be that the animal determined that he would not be hurt, and even in this case, Rav Huna would agree that this animal would not be considered an ufula and would not be a trefa. Gemara tells us that Amalei, Rav Ashi responded to Ravina, that in the Chanami, I agree with the second side, that this animal would not be considered an ufula, as Bishum de Amda Nafsha, the reason for Rav Huna's halacha is because the animal is Amda Nafsha, and Hainami Amda Nafsha, Ayin Rashi, Mishum de Islami de la Misrach, Shloi Kovtsa der Haruba el Bitsidi Hagag, Masrechas Atma Bixolim Vikoifetes, Umahana Lasrechas Aksolim, Shemasrechas Piadek Tsas, wherever by Ravina's Gedi, Lesley Midi la Misrach, Sharuba Inu Smukha la Kaisal, and the Gemara explained Rav Huna holds the Amda Nafsha, if it were determined that Skavoy lo Yosimidai, Ena Koifetes, and Ayin Tesis Dog of Enofal, Vloy Holach, and this Gedi never got up and never walked, since we just paskin that this animal is not considered a fula, so there wouldn't even be a requirement to do a bidikas prim. The Gemara continues, Ahim Rissa, the Havabi Rav Chaviva, the Havashadrin Karari Basraisa, that it was a ewe, which is a female sheep, that was owned by Rav Chaviva, was dragging its hind feet, and they thought that potentially it fell, possibly had Risa Kavarim, and that's why it couldn't use its hind legs. And Om Rav Yema, however, Rav Yema stated, Haisha Grinin Noktai, that this animal is not a trefa, and it's not an afula. The only reason that it's dragging its hind legs is because it has a cramp. Ayin Rashi Shigrina Krampa, which is similar to the Lashon of cramp. However, the Gemara continues, Maskula Ravina, Ravina asked the Shaila, Vidilma Chuta Shudra Ifsik, how do we know that the reason why it's dragging its hind legs is because it has a cramp? We should be chayshish that maybe the Chuta Shudra was severed, and this animal is a trefa, and Batku Ashkachu Karavina, and then they were biting the animal, and they found that Ravina was correct, that the Chuta Shudra was actually severed. However, the Gemara tells us, that even though in this case we determine that the chuta shidra was severed, where in other cases we would not have to be boidik the animal, and we could rely on the more usual occurrence that it actually has a cramp and the chuta shidra did not break, was not severed, as Rashi states, and the Gemara now continues, and afagav the midvu v'kaimei tzimra ba'almahu denaklu. Rav Huna teaches us that if two male ribs are stacing each other and they're butting each other's heads, then we would not consider them to be in a fula, and we don't have to be chayshim mishum risuke evarim, even if they seem in constant pain. It is not because of risuke evarim, it's only because they became very hot and they developed a fever, and Rashi says the midvu doyigim v'kaivim and tzimras chamimas kamoi ishta tzimirta, as we learned in Masech the Shabbos. Rav Huna qualifies his din, the Nafula Arav Vadi Chayshinon. However, if one of the rims fell on the floor, then we would be Chayshish Mishum Nafula. If one would shech this animal within 24 hours, then the animal would be considered a trefa. And Ayin Tesis that Afagabdun Mefilo be Inash Yipal Masar Tvachim. And even though generally a Nafula has to be from 10 Tvachim, we created a Turad Aro Leka Alabot Tvachim Kid Omar Hassam. And as we learned from Mesechus Baba Kama, Mikom Mokum Chayshin Hachim Mishum Nafal Mach Mesaka, Menachin Zezeh, as since this happened based on being violently pushed, even though it fell from a lower area, it would still be considered a fula, and it would still be considered a trefa. Gemara continues, Amr Menashe, or Samagiris, Amr Menashe, Hani Dichri, De Ganve Ganave, that it was standard that people would steal rams, they would take each ram and throw it over the fence, the ram would fall 10 tvachim, but even so, in Chashim, Shem Misuk Avarim, whether we would not consider it a fula, and my time, Ki Shadle, Amasnayu Shadlu, certainly when someone is stealing multiple animals, so he wants to make sure that the animals will be able to run ahead, and therefore he wants to make sure that it could stand and that it could run, and he makes sure that when he throws it over the fence and over the corral, it will fall on its stomach and not on its back. Therefore, we don't have to be concerned about risuk evarim. And as the Gemara explains, my taima ki shadlu amasnayu shadluhu ki hechad l'arti kamayu v'zok rav menasha adrinu. But if the ganav actually returns the animal to the corral, in that case vadei cheshinon, as he wants to run away and he doesn't want to be caught, and therefore we have to be chayish that it fell on its back and it isn't a fula, we have to be chayishin mishum misik avarim. However, v'hani mili dadrinu mach mesira ava mach mes tshuva tshuva ma'al yisuhu da'avdei, this halacha only applies if he's returning it because he's scared of the authorities and he's scared of getting caught, and therefore he certainly wants to throw it over the fence as quickly as possible, and he has no reason to be careful. However, if we would know that the ganav returned this animal in order to do tshuva, then certainly he'd make sure to place the animal carefully into the corral, and therefore he'd throw it over the corral in a way that would land on its stomach, and it would not be considered a fula. The Gemara now continues that not only do we have a concern of risik evarim when an animal falls, but there would also be a chash of risik evarim where someone hits an animal with a stick. The Gemara now defines this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, hika reisha v'hochala klapi znova, or al znova v'hochala klapi reisha, or kenega kala shed rekula, ein chesham shum risikei varim. If Reuven hits an animal with a very long stick, and it first hit the animal's head, and then it hits the area of the tail, or if initially hit its tail, and then it hit the animal's head, so in those cases, the stick did not come into contact with the spine, and therefore certainly we're not going to be concerned about risikei varim. However, even in a case where the stick actually hit the entire spine, but since the force of the blow was evenly distributed on the entire spine, so therefore we would not be chayshish mishum risikei varim. V'yisholam chutra pagi de gaba chayshinon, but if the stick was either smaller or the stick was longer, when he hit the animal, the stick ended in the middle of its back and in the middle of its spine, so then we have to be chayshish mishum risikei varim. V'yisbe kitre chayshinon, even if the stick went the entire length of the shidra, well, the mice of the stick was not a smooth stick and it had knots on the stick. However, by the knot of the stick hitting the spine, that would potentially cause risik avarim. And similarly, v'machia paske chayshinon, if instead of hitting the animal along the length of the shedra, he hit the animal along the width of the shedra, then the force of this blow would actually be concentrated in a very specific area of the shedra. We would have to be chayshish that the animal is a trefa, and as Rashi states, chayshinon l'chuta shedra, the pashas Rashi means that we have to be chayshish mishum risukei varim, and this is not necessarily a chshash, that the chuta shidra would be severed, as in that case we could actually do a bedika, and then we could determine if it's actually kosher or not. However, if the chshash is mishum risukei varim, then a bedika would not help, and if one would shech the animal within 24 hours, the animal would be a trefa. Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Nachman beiser rechem im boy mishum risukei varim, that even though when a calf is born, it has to fit through the birth canal, which is very narrow, that doesn't cause risukei varim, and if you shech that eagle on the first day that it was born, then it would still be kosher and it would not be a trefa. And in cases that certainly by most animals, they start walking immediately after they're born. If the animal starts walking, certainly there is no chash of risikei varim. However, Agabar is talking about a scenario where the animal did not start walking, and even so, we do not have to be chashish mishum risikei varim. As Taisi states, mishum de ikareyasa de ino heilach itzuch leilashminon de lavachi, as if you will say that Rav Nachman is teaching us that even if it walks, that one would have a habmina, that we would be chayshim b'shum b'sik avarim, but certainly that would not be a habmina, as certainly we know that roi vlodais live, and so it's clear by passing through the beis harechem that that does not cause risik avarim. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, and Rav has said to his Rebbe Rav Nachman, Hanya de Messiah, that I have a brisa that will be a raya to your memra, as the brisa teaches us, b'negei a human being, that tinuk ben yemecha mitamim b'ziva, that even if a child is one day old, and he has a discharge that ziva, then he's considered tamei ziva. And we continue in daf nun alef beis, and Rav now brings his raya that isach gadaitach yesh by mishum risukei varim ikri kam ibisari v'loy machmas einzai. That since when the Torah in Pashas Matzoria discusses tamei ziva, so the pasuk states dabru el bnei yisrael ve'amata maleim ish ish ki zav ibisari zayvay tamei hu. We learn out that the zav has to happen naturally mibisari. This discharge can occur because of a side reason. And as the Mishnah at the beginning of Masech the Zavim teaches us that Shiva Drachim Shah Zav Nivduk Behen, and the Zav is Einu Matam Ba'ines, and as Rashi brings down, the Chsiv Zav B'Besara Shei B'Besara K'moshu Shalem V'loi Ba'ines, if every time a Tinek is born and it goes through the birthing canal, so it would have to be Chayshim Mishum Risik Eivarim, so this child during its first day would be considered a Chayla, and if so, how could the Brisa teach us that Tinek Ben Yemechad is Matam B'Ziva? However, the Gemara responds that you can't bring a right from this Brisa to remember of Rav Nachman, as Hocher Ma'iskin and Kagoyin Shiyotze Derech Daifan, as the Brisa could be talking about a scenario where this child was born by a cesarean, and since this child did not go through the mother's birth canal, certainly it's not a chayla, and that's why the Brisa teaches us that's Matam B'ziva. However, it could still be, if a child is born naturally, then we would have to be chayshish mishum misukei avarim, and he would not be Matam B'ziva. However, the Gemara continues and tries to bring another riot to the dinner of Rav Nachman, as Tashma, as we learned to the Brisa, Egel Shenoyle Biyantah that if a calf was born on Yontiv, then he could shecht it on Yontiv and it would not be considered muksa. L'maisif beisar rechem is yesh by mishum risukei avarim. So l'chayr, how do we be able to shecht an animal on the first day of its birth if we have to be chayshim mishum risukei avarim and it would be a treifa? However, once again, the Gemara explains that you can't bring a raya from this brisa as hachinami kagoyin shiyotza derech doifan, as we could explain that this brisa is specifically talking about a case where this calf was born by C-section, therefore it did not go through the trauma of childbirth, did not have risukei avarim, and that's why you could shecht it on yontiv. However, in a chinami, if it would have been born naturally, then potentially you would not be able to shecht it on yontiv. We would be chayshish mishum risukei avarim. And Ayin Rashi explains, egel shenelo biyontiv ein kam mishum muksa shrei muchen hu agav imai b'sheicht noisir bay b'yayim. And since even on yontiv, if you would have shechted the mother, then you could eat the child as it would be a ben pekua. Therefore, when the egel is born on yontiv, you could shecht the egel by itself, and the egel was not considered muksa. The Gemara now continues to try to bring another raya to the member of Nachman, as Tashma, as we learned in the Brisa in Mesechtes Be'ah. This Brisa begins at the bottom of Daf Chav Vav Aleph in Mesechtes Be'ah. The Brisa is discussing a Bechor, and as we know that a Bechor has to be given to a Kohen, and the Kohen has to bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. If the Bechor develops a mum, then the Bechor could shecht it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Bechor belongs to a Kohen. Nowadays, that we can't shecht the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to eat a Bechor, one has to wait until it develops a mum. The Brisa teaches us that if there was a Bechor that was born before Yontiv and did not yet have a mum, so no by mum b'yontiv, so if it developed a mum on Yontiv, although Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh would hold that it would be able to be eaten on Yontiv, Rabbi Shimon oime ein zemen amuchan, Rabbi Shimon holds that since one could not eat this Bechor in Erev Yontiv, therefore it's considered muksa, and one would not be able to shecht the Bechor on Yontiv. The Brisa then continues, v'shavin, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that shem neilut hu mum imoy shezemen amuchan, if this Bechor was actually born on Yontiv itself, as the Gemara explains, that the Yonim were actually sitting there, and the moment of its birth, they already determined that it's a Balmum, all would agree that they could shecht this Bechor on Yontiv. From this halacha, we should have a raya to Rav Nachman, as if you would say that every animal that's born, derech beis arechem, is yesh by mishum risukei avarim, then how would you be able to shecht this animal on Yontiv? And therefore, we have a raya to Rav Nachman, that beis arechem ein by mishum risukei avarim. Gemara continues, v'chitema chinami shiyotza derech doifin, and if you will want to answer a similar teretz, that we're talking about a case where the Bechor was born by C-section, therefore it wasn't risukei avarim. However, derech doifin mikadosh, but certainly in this case, we cannot be speaking about a case where the Bechor was born by C-section, as an animal that's born by C-section cannot be considered hegdish, certainly would not have kedushas Bechor. V'om Rabbi Yechron, as Rabbi Yechron taught us regarding regular kachim, that moidei Rabbi Shimon lein kachim she'ein kadosh, although benegeir the halacha v'yoledes, Rabbi Shimon holds that if a woman gives birth by C-section, tumas yoledes would not apply. However, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that a behemoth that's born by C-section not receive kedushas haguf and cannot be brought as a carbon on a mizbeach. And if so, certainly the case of the brisa is talking about a bechor that was born naturally, since we see that you could shecht it on the same day that it was born. So we see that we're not chayshish mishum risuk evarim, and it's a raya to Rav Nachman. Before we continue, let us see Rashi in Dibur Maskel v'Shavin. Rashi explains that even according to Rav Shimon, that holds that when an animal is born on Yontiv and then develops a mum, that we would not be able to shecht that animal on Yontiv because it's considered muksa. And Rashi explains the reason why it's muksa, because immediately upon its birth it was still a tam, and therefore it had to be brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and there would be an issa to shecht this animal based on it being kachim b'chutz. And Rashi continues, Aval im neil ha'yoyim umumay imay, the muchan hu shloy nesam oilam, is number one, da b'mei imay ha'yim muchan agav imay umutar, even though it's a Bechor, but Bechor in a Kaddish ad shiyavoleid, and number two, uchashin oilad, and once it was born, so immediately it was mutar, as a rei mumay imay v'roi li shachar b'chutz. And Ayin Rashi, diba maskel moide Rav Shimon, af agav de polig b'mesech tazidu, gabi yetzi doifim v'omar, harei u'kiyulud, v'yashavis alav yimei tumma v'tayra, hasam hu dis raboy, mivim nekei v'teile, l'rabis yetzi doifim, avle in kachim moide shein a Kaddish, tichsiv ki yavole prat li yetzi doifim. And when we learn to Gemara, we will ramis to the top tesis, as tesis points out, the loy havitzor kan l'divir Rabbi Yechon, then in our Gemara, we didn't have to bring down the member of Yechon, since our Gemara is specifically talking about a Bechor, and certainly all agree that a Bechor is tali b'peter rechem. Certainly an animal is not Kaddish b'kedushas Bechor if it was born through C-section. And as Tesis continues, that certainly Rav Shimon is masking to this point, as his entire Bechor, that a Yotzi Doifin is not Kaddish, is based on Bechor. And as Tesis points out, the kachim gufayu loy alf Rav Shimon al b'Bechor, leda leda, k'nam b'ri The only reason why our Gemara mentions kachim is Ravusa Nakat Hacha Kala Kachim Ayin Sham. Our Gemara now continues that from this brisa we would not be able to bring a raya to Rav Nachman as Hacha Mayiskin and Shifus Al Gabi Kaka, as we could explain that this brisa is talking about a case that a Bechor was born normally, then it tried to stand up, as we learned that even if an animal is in a Fula, however, if it actually stands up, or even if it tries to stand up within 24 hours, then we would have to be Cheshish Mishum Risa Gevarim, even if Rav Nachman is incorrect, and really the halacha is that Beisu Rechem is Yesh by Mishum Risa Gevarim, but since this animal tried to stand up, therefore one could shech this animal on Yontiv, we don't have to be Cheshish Mishum Risa Gevarim. Ayin Rashi, you could go in Shehifris Al Gabi Kaka, Ninar Lamoid, and it tried to stand up, V'tach Paseisa of Lamoid, and it stuck its hooves into the ground in order to stand up, and some agrees for Omad. The question as to the Gersa will be based on the later Gemara, as Daminal Kamon Gabin Fula, Omdom and Filosa in its Tricha Me'isla Eis, and all agree that if it actually stood up, then certainly it does not have a din in a Fula, and you could shecht it on that same day, and you don't have to wait 24 hours. Gemara continues with another din of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Besim et Bechayim, Eim Boy Meshum Risuke Varim, even though before Shechita, the Sheikha takes the animal and throws it down onto the ground, but we do not consider the animal to be nefula. We are not choshish mishum risukei avarim, as Rashi states, afilu b'makom gavoya, and even if it was thrown down from a high spot, the Gemara will explain the reason in a moment. The Gemara continues, ha'u tayra d'nafo v'ishtama kol negichisea, whereas Rashi's geris kol genichisea. There was a story where an axe was thrown down by the sheichet. Based on the geser of Rashi, they heard the axe groaning. Based on our geser, they heard the animal hit the ground, and it sounded like it hit the ground very hard. And even so, O Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mata, Shakom Shufrei Shufrei, and Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Mata came, and he actually took the best of the meat. He wasn't Choshish Mishum Risukei Avarim, and Amalei Rabbanim Menalacha, and Rabbanim asked him, that how do you know that this is the Halacha? And Amalehu, Hachi Am Rav, Tziporim Noyetz, Achimagia La'aretz. Rav taught us that when an animal feels that it's about to be thrown onto the ground, so it sticks its nails into the ground, and it softens its blow, this is the basis for Halacha of Rav Nachman, that Beis Hamet Bechayim, Eim Boy Mishum Risukei Avarim. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, Omda, Inis Tricha Me'is La'es, Babadika Vadeboi, as we already mentioned, that even if an animal was in a Fula, but if it stood up, then it's Raya, that it doesn't have Risukei Avarim, and therefore there's no requirement to wait 24 hours, but even so, after you shech the animal, one would still have to do an internal examination of its organs. However, Holcha, Inis Tricha Bedika, however, if the animal actually walks, then it wouldn't even require Bedika, and Rechia Ba'ashi Oma, Achazu Va'achazu, Tricha Bedika, and Rechia Ba'ashi doesn't make a chilip between if it stands or if it walks. In all cases, there's a requirement for Bedika. Ayin Rashi, that the requirement of Bedika is Bechut HaShidra V'Shvirus Rav Tzalois V'Akiris Chulya. Rashi continues, and as we already mentioned, based on Rashi in the Mishnah, V'Hechad Loya Omda, Afilu Bat Kanu V'Nimsa Shlema, it still will be considered Trefa Mishum HaChavet Shinspak Prakel V'Chul Yisa V'Mhocha Afilu Bedika Loy Bayi. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yemi Ba'acha Om Rav, that Rabbi Yemi Ba'acha stated in the name of Rav, Poshtu Yad Lamoid Af Pishloy Omda, that even if the animal stretches out its foreleg in order to stand up, and even if it doesn't actually stand up, or Akur Ragl Lalech, or if it stood up and it starts moving its feet in order to walk, Af Pishloy Hocha, and even though ultimately it doesn't walk, the same dinim would apply when we discuss the din of Omda, the animal doesn't actually have to stand up, and when we discuss the din of Hiloch, the animal doesn't have to actually walk. And Rav Chista Omer, Rav Chista takes this even a step further, that a Nar Lamoid Af Pishloy Omda, that even if it starts moving, and even if it doesn't move its leg, and even if it doesn't stand up, it would still have a din as if it stood up. And as Rashi states, in Nar Lamoid Af Pishloy Pashto Yada, Elon Ischaska Vrotz Lamoid. The Gemara continues, and we will read the parentheses, but some say that this is not actually Lashna Gemara, and it's only Lashna Paiskim. However, Ayin and Taisis, that's Mashma, this is Lashna Gemara. And the Gemara continues, V'Hilchasa Hechad Naflam and Agag, but Lo Yada V'Omda V'Lo Hocha, Tzricha Bedika V'Ein Tzricha Me'isla Eis, V'Mhocha Afilu Bedika Nam and Lo Tzricha. In the case that an animal falls off a rooftop, and the animal did not realize, and he didn't jump on purpose, generally would we have to be Choshim Mishum Risek Avarim, whether if the animal stood up, and even if they did not start walking, then although you would not have to wait 24 hours in order to shech this animal, however, you would have to be Bedik the animal, and if it starts walking, then there would not even be a requirement to do a Bedika. It seems that the Gemara is passing like the member of Yehuda, the name of Rav, and therefore Tais is bothered. Had lekama Allah Rabbi Yehuda Barisa Kevarim, and why didn't the Gemara just say that Allah follows Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav? Mishum Neboi Lashmina Dafka Omdal mute pashtiyad lamoi v'nar lamoi. If we would say that halacha follows Rabbi Huda name of Rav, then one may think that when Rabbi Huda stated amda inetzricha meisla es holcha inetzricha bedika, possibly Rabbi Huda agrees to the member of Rabbi Yemi Ba'acha, who also stated in the name of Rav that pashtiyad lamoi afal pishloi amda and akla ragla lalach afal pishloi holcha, and the Afal Gemara tells us that we paskin that it's not enough if the animal just moves and the animal actually has to stand up, and it's not enough if the animal tries to walk, as the animal must actually walk. And Ayin Rashi heichad nafal minagag below yadah the yadah harmina and amda nafsha. The Gemara continued that we previously stated that in certain circumstances there's a requirement for bedika, and Rashi explained our bedika boy bechuta shidro v'shviras reiv tzlois v'akiras chulya. Our Gemara now continues amar meimish meidra dim minadah nefula sha'amru tzricha bedika keneged bnei ma'ayim. In the scenario where behema was in a fula, and the rabbanon stated that it would not be a treifa, but one would have to be bodik the animal, one would have to inspect it keneged the bnei ma'ayim. We would inspect to make sure that it was not nikru adakin, and in addition that roiv the keres achitzena was not nikra. And as Rashi states, keneged bnei ma'ayim shem nikra roiv achitzena yunike vadakin. However, the Gemara continues, amalei marzutra, that marzutra responded to amima that hochyarmina mishmeid rapapa, that was taught us in the name of rapapa, that tzricha bedika keneged beisachal kulai, and not only does the bedika have to be on the bnei ma'ayin, but it also has to be keneged kol ha'cholol, as Rashi states, mishum shvirus roiv tzolais akius kulayis, one must perform bedika on the ribs and the spinal column as well. And the Gemara continues, amalei huna ma babri rav nechemia rav ashi, that huna ma the grandson of rav nechemia yes rav ashi simanim mai, would the bedika also have to include the kone and veshet? And amalei and rav ashi responded, simanim koshen hein itzel and fila, that even though the animal fell, there is no requirement to be boidik the kone and veshet, since they are hard, we don't have to be choshish sheminakru. Before we finish, let us point out that previously we mentioned that Rashi is gerish v'yishtama kol gani chayseha, and ayin the Rambam in Hilchashkita in Perek Tes, we is gerish v'yishtama kol gani chayseha, and he explains sharsher bitzu l'shkita alfa pishin nafal and fila gadela shiyesh l'kol b'eisham apilin l'yisai ein chayshloi m'pleishin neyed sepernov u'mischazik ad shemagiyel aretz. In regard to our Gemara that stated that holcha in etzricha bedika, initially the Torah brings down in Siman Nun Ches holcha yafil loy holcha rak she'akar agla leilach m'teres miyad hafilu b'loy bedika. However, by Rash b'kosa v'loy mahani pashtiyod latira teich me'is le'es ad she'tamoid v'loy mahani akar agla leilach latira ad she'telech, as we saw in Tisus. And Ayin Beis Yosef is even more machmer, and he explains that when we see the walk b'medrum room k'sheholcha hiluch yofa k'daka av'holcha v'hitzei las tzricha bedika, however, if it's still limping, then it would be a requirement to have bedika. And v'chein kosav aran lifsol afilu k'sheholcha m'leholcha yofa k'daka v'chein pasak ramen perek tes mel l'shchita as the davka k'shamda k'sheholcha machshirinan. And he then brings from the kolboy b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak okur agla moil k'moy holcha v'mholcha abba amis in tzarech bedika ayin sham. And we will stop over here.